together.
Thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
Now, verse number 3, sometimes that cannot happen with everyone that we pray about. Grace and peace is a wonderful thing to wish for these people at Philippi from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Sometimes we can't thank our God upon remembrance of people, and they can't thank their God for our remembrance of us. Okay, now we'll listen. All right, let's see who we have. Hello? Hello? Apparently it's... Sometimes we can't thank God upon every remembrance of people because they're bad people. They maybe hate us and they hate the Lord Jesus Christ and done us evil. I'm sure that Jacob wouldn't be able to thank God for the people that murdered him. And Paul thanks God for every remembrance of you. He's writing to the Philippians, those that are there and back home. Why is he in prison? Hands on that. Why is Paul in prison? Where is he in prison? Where's the location at the time?
I was going to say we could, even though we don't want to thank God for the murderers, we can thank God for Jacob and his testimony for the Lord.
Yes, we can. Peace from God the Father, and thank on every remembrance of you. He's writing to those at Philippi.
They were born-again believers.
Yes, they were believers.
So, and certainly those thugs wouldn't have been born-again believers.
No. As I say, we cannot thank God for everyone that is around us or maybe contact us, but we can for those who are genuinely saved and guided by the Lord. And so he is... Now notice, what does Paul do every time he thinks about these who are praying for him? What is Paul thinking about and doing when people pray for him when he's in prison? Where is Paul in prison, by the way?
In Rome.
City of Rome. And where was he from?
Well, he was a Roman citizen.
And his name?
Saul of Tarsus.
Saul of Tarsus, that's right. So his former name before he's converted and changed his name to Paul instead of Saul. That's correct. And
with another hand.
Well, he was freeborn.
Freeborn, that's right. Well, that was number 4. Number 5, 3, 4, 5. Now, what are some of the things Tammy, first.
So he was thanking God for the church there, these born-again Christians, when he remembered them, and he was also praying for them.
All right.
Continually.
Mm-hmm. And especially, what was he praying for in verse 5? He mentions any hands of that.
Fellowship in the gospel.
What would that mean, the fellowship in the gospel? What do you think that would mean?
Well, they believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and change their lives. The church there in Philippi, just like Jacob believed the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And he had fellowship with us as well.
And the reason that he could have fellowship with these people, verse 5 mentions, is they believe the same gospel, what it was. Christ came into the world to seek and to save the lost. He died for those that are all the whole world, those that trust him, he can give eternal, everlasting life. And he's fellowship with the gospel. Apparently this church was preaching and believing the gospel, as was Paul.
It seems like later on we get the indication that the church at Philippi was a giving church. They gave a lot to the Apostle Paul's needs.
Meeting the needs, that's right.
Financial needs. So.
Hello?
Yes, sir, how are you?
Just fine. Who is this?
Praise the Lord, Father Dan from Woodbury, calling in again.
Okay. What was it again?
His name's Dan.
It's our brother Dan from Woodbury.
From Woodbury, good. We got a Pastor Dan here also. Good. Good to hear you. Are you listening to us tonight?
Sure. In regard to verse 4 for chapter 1.
Okay, go ahead.
Alright, so, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. And I was wondering, what can we do? I mean, of course, in the context, Paul was giving thanks to God by remembrance, but to make requests with joy. I mean, can you imagine praying with the joy that you actually have joy? When you're praying, like, it's, to me, it's a blessing. Always every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy.
Amen. Yes, that's a great thing to be able to do. Many people don't have any joy at all, whether they're making a request or any other time. But if you're a genuine Christian, and you understand the needs of other believers, you can request prayer with joy. We've requested prayer for, as John mentioned, various people, the prison ministry that he has shares with, this ministry here. And so we're glad for his joy in making a request to help other people. Request for Jacob, who was murdered. Request that the mother, Dale Groom, may be filled with joy and peace, though she misses him greatly. Well, thank you very much for calling, Dan. Call again at any time. Any questions, give us a call. We're glad to see what we can do. All right?
Thank you, Rick. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Any other thoughts on that question? Pastor Dan.
Cutting up from Elroy.
Elroy?
Mm-hmm. Elroy, Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
She's Churchill, I think. I wanted to give an update about Rick. Didn't work this week, and they are going to let him work next week as well, up to Thursday. We are thankful that he's working, and there is 20 other people that are working. Please pray that his work will reopen so most of those people can come back to work, as there are 600 workers out of work in Christ Care, Rick and Wendy.
Remember, that's very good that the Lord has allowed Rick to come back, and these others as well. It's very serious. All right.
Thanks for sharing that, Wendy.
Yes, Wendy. Hi, Wendy. Hi, Rick.
Good to see you.
We have a tractor. We have to wave before you're ready. All right. Let's read.
Let's see. 6, 7, 8.
Did we read 5?
Yes.
You did 5, okay. Let's read chapter verse 1, 6, 7, and 8.
Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. You are all partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ.
All right, and verse 6, right?
Yes.
Okay, 6. Confident of this very thing. What is his confidence in this verse? Dr. Bill?
Okay.
What is his confidence in this particular verse?
That they were so confident in this fellowship they had in the gospel.
That's a great thing. If some people preach the gospel as we do in our church, being fellowship, confidence in this very thing.
Right.
May it be a straight gospel, not a form of it.
Yeah, you know, he's talking about, you know, earlier we asked about, back in verse 3, about every remembrance of you. This all goes back to verse 1 where he's talking to specifically the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. He's talking about born-again Christians the whole time here.
Yes. You know?
So he's so happy that They're in fellowship in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's confident they'll stay in that and continue on in that direction. You know, that's why he's so joyous to, in his prayers, to make requests with such joy to God for what their needs are, whatever it is, because they're performing the work. He's happy they are the way they should be. Like any church, they're not perfect, I'm sure, but, you know.
What do you think Paul means in verse 6? He that has begun a good work in you. Tammy.
The Lord Jesus Christ planted the seed of the gospel in their hearts, and they began to grow. And he's going to continue on until the day that they are face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ.
He's praying that God will perform it. With some Christians, do they let God perform the work that he begins?
Some thwart God's efforts in their lives.
Some do not hearken to his testimony. Yes,
and some people try to work God's work for them.
Yep.
They try and do God's work for him, rather than allowing God to be in charge of whatever is going.
Yeah, they want to do it their way.
This verse shows that, in this case, God has begun a good work in them. Has he begun a good work in all genuine Christians, do you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he hopes that he will perform it, that he which has begun it will perform it. What does that mean, to perform this good work, do you think?
Continue it.
And continue it with speed and with excellence, with proper means, perform it. How long?
Till the day of Jesus Christ.
When does that begin or end?
And they're at the rapture, at the time that they go home to be with the Lord.
Yes, either two. And later on it mentions the day of Christ as well. And usually it mentions when he comes for his own, the rapture, but till they go home to heaven, either way. We understand the day of Jesus Christ. In verse number 11, being filled.
We're in 7.
Mm-hmm. I jumped ahead too far, okay. The day of Christ is verse 10. I caught my eye because we're talking about the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, in verse number 8.
Verse 7.
He's just really trying to get through.
He's in a hurry.
He says, even as it is meet for me to think this of you. What does meet mean? Yes, Tammy?
Appropriate or fitting?
Appropriate, fitting. To think this of you all. What do you think he's referring back to? Think of this all. The verses before. What particular thing? Yes, Tammy?
Of his confidence of the work that God will continue in their lives.
Probably this confidence, yes, the thing that he's begun, he will continue.
Because he knows his Lord. The Apostle Paul knows how God is faithful, and God will not stop what he's begun.
It's fitting for me to think of you all, because I have you in my heart. What does it mean to have someone in their heart, do you think?
He has a love for them.
Love them.
And it goes back to why he is able to make his request with joy, because he loves them so much.
Loves and respect for these Philippians, because he mentions why, as much as both in my bonds, where is he now again? Repeated for what we said earlier. Where is he now?
In prison.
Roman prison. In my bonds and the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers. In what way were they partakers in these two things, do you think?
Well, they gave financially when he was preaching the gospel, and they're praying for him, undoubtedly. Mm-hmm. And they believe and have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, so they believe the gospel.
Now, it mentions the defense and performance of the gospel. What are these two areas? And are they needful? Which is more needful? Are they both as needful as the other?
Well,
defense and confirmation.
They're opposite sides of the same coin. They're both necessary.
All right. We need to defend the gospel today.
Yes.
Yes, sir. What is the gospel that we need to defend? How would you define it? How would you define what it means? And what way must it be defended today? First of all, what is the gospel? We have differences of opinion on that. People don't agree. So let's define it again as we've done in the time past. What would be a good definition of the gospel? Dr. Nan?
Well, certainly, in order to have any form of salvation, you have to be able to understand that mankind inherited the sin of Adam. Mankind was actually in Adam when he sinned.
That's part of the gospel. All are sinners, all are lost, all are bound for hell.
Yep. Delivered from that.
How would you define the gospel since? What is the gospel of Christ? Tammy?
The Lord Jesus Christ was sent by the Father to die for the sins of mankind so that those who put their trust in him, and he rose again and is living now, could actually be saved and have fellowship restored.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was broken when they sin, and all men need to be saved.
What are some of the defenses necessary for false gospels? They're called gospels that are false today. Okay.
So sometimes people believe that they're saved by good works, and people may be religious people. Mm-hmm. They may even be attending churches that are teaching the truth, mm-hmm. but they're not save themselves, and it's not of works that any man should boast.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have to understand that salvation is all of God. It's all what He's done, and we are just to put our trust in Him. So,
right. You mentioned one false gospel, works, and Bill.
Yeah, to illustrate her point, the Philippian jailer said, "What must I do to be saved?"
Mm,
what must he do?
Mm.
So he was looking for a deed that he could perform in order to be given salvation.
Yeah.
Of course, Paul's message was much simpler. Salvation is through by grace, through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really have to do anything except believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
What are some other defenses of some other false gospels, except by works? Brother, what other ones are there?
Well, some believe that everyone is saved automatically, mm-hmm. and there's nothing that needs to be done to mm-hmm. be saved, because the Lord Jesus Christ already died on the cross, and so it's our sins already been paid for.
False gospel universally.
But it says we are to believe.
And Bill?
Yeah, this universalism, this is for people who have not read Paul's epistles.
Right.
People who believe that God is loving and therefore He will forgive all of us. And that's not true.
Right.
But to study the epistles of Paul, I mean, I don't know if I will ever understand all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I know enough that grace through Jesus Christ is what I really need. And Paul emphasizes that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's our hour. Do you have any other comments that we want to bring forward?
That was fast.
Already?
That was fast.
Well, it seems like some people would make the argument that belief is a work. Some of like the hyper-Calvinists. Perhaps they might argue that belief is a work, and like that you're only saved if you're one of the elect.
Yes.
And anyway.
They're one of the greatest false gospels there are. And what is, in brief terms, what is their false gospel? Hyper-Calvinist false gospel, what is it?
Only the elect can believe.
Only the elect can be saved. Christ only died for a certain group of people called the elect. And all the rest of them can never be saved, no matter if they believe. Horrible gospel. False. Any other comments before we close? What if not? John, do you lead us?